someone in Pastor Brennan, that not just a friend, but someone who is excited and is hungry for the, not just religion, but for the miracle working power of God. And the moment I saw that in him, I thought, we need to become friends, we need to become buddies. And we've shared stories of reaching people on the streets and sharing the healing power of Jesus with people, sharing the good news and the love of God with people. And it's just been so exciting to spend the weekend with him and hear more stories of what God's doing in his life and exchange some of those things. But Pastor Brendan, he's a great man of God. He's from Globe Church in the Gold Coast and has a great prophetic gift on his life as well. So I know whatever he shares this morning is going to encourage you. And so I want to encourage you to take notes down, listen in, and incline your ear, not just to what's being said, but to what the Spirit of God's doing in the room today. And I trust that God will speak to you this morning. Amen? Well, would you stand your feet with me and welcome up Pastor Brendan Finlay.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Can you just hang with me for a minute, Jack? Help me out for a bit. It's so good to be with you guys this morning. Thank you for having me. I was just doing your worship. I just believe the Lord was speaking to me about a couple of people. This couple right here in the black shirt, are you guys together? Yes, right here? Yeah. I just felt like the Lord said that I'm to release a season of great favor upon your life this morning. And I don't know what you've been through, but I believe that there's been struggle and wrestle, that there's been some difficult situations in your life, and God is releasing great favor upon you this morning. So I just declare it in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it come upon them right now. In the name of God, I release favor and blessing upon them and their family and those around them. You're going to be a great blessing to the people that are around you. Not only great favor is going to come to your life, but it's going to come to those that come into contact with you. There's like this area of influence around you that when people get close, blessing and favor is released. It's upon your life this morning. And this beautiful woman here, Kane, is that your mum in the blue scarf? Wow. I was watching your worship, and as soon as I looked at you, I felt the presence of the Lord, and I heard him say, encounters in heaven. Encounters with her. I believe you visit that place. But I feel like you're coming into a new season where God's going to take you there more frequently. The time is coming near where the Lord is returning and he's raising up mouthpieces and intercessors as a gift of intercession and great prayer in your life. When you speak, there's the glory of the Lord right now. As you speak, nations shake. As you speak, destinies are awakened and rebirthed in the spirit realm. And there's a fresh anointing for you this morning. So why don't you lift your hands? What's your mom's name? Tony. Father, we thank you for Tony. Reach out your hands to Tony this morning. We thank you for Tony. We thank you for the glory of the Lord to rest upon her now. In the name of Jesus. Let it come, let it rest upon her and her family. Would you take her into heavenly places? And the gift of intercession upon her life to see heaven come down and touch earth. As she prays and opens her mouth and partners with you, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Whew. Do you feel the Lord this morning? You worship beautifully in this place. As I was praying for you yesterday, I was actually in the apartments at the Oaks there. It's beautiful. And I looked out the window and I saw this. You can just hang with me for a minute, bro. Beautiful. I love this man. What an anointing upon your life for worship. Can we give him a hand? I got to spend some time with him yesterday and it was just beautiful. But I looked out the window and I saw this tree. There's a big, great tree outside my window. And then as I looked, I saw that the two car parks beside this tree were cracked right through the middle. And it's because the root system was breaking the ground. And God began to speak to me, which is, I believe, a word for this church. He said, the roots are coming up from the ground. The strength from what is deep beneath the surface. The deep things of God are breaking ground. It's cracking the man-made coverings and it is breaking forth. Let the oak tree of righteousness be seen before the city. I believe that Mackay Christian Family is an oak tree of righteousness in Mackay. And in this season, God is working to make the unseen things seen. And you've paid a price for the gospel in this house. You've paid a price to see people come to know Jesus. You've paid a price this morning to come and worship and stand before the Lord and minister to him. And God is rewarding your faithfulness. And for you, Pastor Rob and Denise, on that word faithfulness. God has seen your unwavering faithfulness. And I feel Psalm 27:13, I feel was significant for you in some way, which is you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we were speaking this morning, Pastor Robin, and I believe that you will see the work of your hands in this place and in this city. God is blessing us upon you, and you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. So I bless these two. Father, I thank you for Pastor Rob, Pastor Denise. Their faithfulness towards you, stewarding what you've placed in their hands for the glory of God. Father, I pray blessing and favor upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, if you love them, amen and amen. Awesome. Whew. We could do this all day, brother. But thank you, man. Thank you so much. I turned off Face ID, Pastor Kane. So I just have to do the lock screen now and it's all good. I was speaking to the youth on Friday night. What a great youth ministry, by the way. Hungry for the presence of the Lord. And but as I went to open my iPad, it was like Face ID, so I had to do this awkward thing just so I could preach my sermon. But it's good. I want to speak to you this morning on our hearing from heaven. And I'm actually believing that God will expose the enemy's tactics around what makes it difficult to us to hear from God. He will reveal to us his truth, and that God himself will speak powerfully to you through the word of God this morning as we share, but also through encounter in the times we have this morning. I fully believe that the word of God is not just to be known, but it's to be experienced. Jesus, the word became flesh, it's alive and active. Do you love the word of God in this house this morning? If you got a Bible, who's got a Bible? A real Bible, come on now. If you don't have one, oh, actually, you know what, just do this. Let's just pretend when the pastor says, hey, grab your Bible, I'm going to say, if you got your Bible, everyone just lean forward and just touch the carpet in front of your seat. Ready? If you got your Bible, go ahead and grab that for me. Wow, so many with the Bibles. That's so good. Very encouraging to me. But why don't we pray? Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that you are here in this place. Lord, we pray that our worship to you has been beautiful this morning, a worthy sacrifice in spirit and in truth. Lord, I ask that you would come as we come around your word. Father, let not a man be seen on a platform this morning, but that I would become the platform that you are seen upon. Father, speak through your servant, speak through your son, and may you minister to your people that they may minister to you more beautifully all the days of their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen. All right, well, the main text, I want you to turn with me to John chapter 10. We're going to read from verses 24 to 28. Now, this is when the Pharisees and religious leaders are around Jesus, and they're asking him some questions, and they say to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, you do not believe the works that I do in my Father's name. Oh, the works I do in my Father's name, they bear witness about me, but you didn't believe it. You do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Are you thankful for Jesus and what he did for us this morning? What a powerful declaration of scripture. But I want to tune you in to verse 27. It says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. You know, and all through scripture, we actually see that God was actively speaking to people. Right from the Old Testament into the New. In the beginning, he spoke with Adam and Eve in the garden. It actually says that he came and walked with them in the cool of the day. How wild would that have been? Spoke to Noah and told him to build an ark. Do you know that was 100 years before the rain? The Lord told him to build the ark. You're going to want to know that you're hearing the voice of the Lord if you're going to do something like that, right? Spoke to Abram on many occasions. On Abram's 99th birthday, he came to him and said, we're switching it up, brother. We're calling you Abraham. Just changed his name on his 99th birthday. He spoke to Moses in the desert through some lit bush. All the youth kids will get that. He spoke to Saul, what about that one? On the road to Damascus, just pop, front kicked him off his donkey. Powerful encounter, we look at that one, the dude was blind for a while. Maybe like, we're like, I'm not so keen, I want the Lord to speak to me in that way. But he did, it happened. And my point is this, we see that all throughout the Bible, God speaks, but if you're anything like me, I would often find myself in a place where I was really wrestling to hear the voice of God. Spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak, and I found it hard to find myself in a position where I felt like I could hear his voice clearly. Can anyone relate with me this morning? We go through times and we go through seasons, right? I'd often hear about, others would share about how God spoke to them powerfully at camp or maybe the men's camp, you know, or at like conference night two, and the glory of the Lord just hit the place, and someone comes up with tears in their eyes and says, wow, God just told me this and it's just changing my life, and you're feeling like, I wish that God would speak to me in this way. Or maybe I haven't heard the voice of the Lord for a long time. And what about this one, right? Who's the fiery preacher here? Is it Pastor Kane? Is it Pastor Rob? There's probably a few. I love this one. I love it. So, and what was your name again? Claire. All right. So Claire, right? If she isn't, she is right now. So Claire's ministering to everybody, and it's like, it's crazy. It's like, you know the scene, right? Everyone's been in the glory of the Lord for an hour and a half, and the presence is heavy and it's thick, and up comes Pastor Claire. Pastor Claire's declaring, she's prophesying, and you're in the, you know, the prayer, like you're down the front, you're like, you want to touch from the pastor, oh, sorry, from the Lord, from the pastor, and you're standing up here, you're like, you're fully into it, you're fully engaged, but you're doing these ones. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, because you're laughing. And you're here, and Pastor Claire, she starts to prophesy. She's like, I just see, she's ministering. She says, I just see that you were born at a very young age. And oh, it's powerful. And as you grew and you ministered, and I just see there's ministry on your life, and you're going to go to Bible college, and then you're going to marry a man named Jack, and you're going to have three children, and these are their names. Like, detailed. And you're over here, you're like, oh, yep, you're listening in to what's happening. You're like, I'm going to get one of these. Glory! It's coming. Getting closer. Detailed blueprint of your life. Powerful prophecy. Gets to you and does this. You're like, shikara baba, and goes, Claire's like, bless him, Lord. And then walks on. You know what I mean? And you're like, what? And you're going, you want, I want a refund. But my point is this, right? It's very, very easy to get discouraged when you feel like you're not hearing the voice of the Lord. You know, and I want to share three key things that will unlock our potential to hear from heaven and communicate with God. Full disclaimer right now, what I'm about to tell you is so simple, and I'm glad, I guaranteed, it's like a glad guarantee. I guarantee that you've probably heard this before, but like me, it didn't sink in. And it's simple stuff, but if you do this, it will change your life and allow you to hear from the Lord in a new way. Are you ready? The first point is simply this: to hear from heaven, if we're going to hear from heaven clearly and learn how to communicate with God better, are you ready for it? Open your Bible. Woo! Isn't that powerful? Well, this thing's alive. Fire of the Lord is all over it. You know, I used to manage an Optus store on Chapel Street in Melbourne. Bougie, I know. And we used to get all sorts of weird and wonderful people that would come into that place. But there was this one lady that I would remember. Her name was Donna, and we used to call her Donna the Nonna, because she was an Italian grandma, right? But this woman, I love her to death, but she could not work a phone for the life of her. All right, she had a Nokia. You ready? Some of y'all are going to show your age, but it's going to be the glory. Do you know, she had a Nokia 3315. Anyone? Yes, right there. Come on, so good. Good for like phone calls and texts and building walls. It's a brick joke. But it's not really relevant, actually. Phones are giant now. Pastor Kane's is huge. But anyway, so she would call me on the landline. Yep, we used to have cords attached to the phone, young people, to the wall, actually. And she'd call me and say, darling, darling, apologize to all the Italians. She'd say, darling, darling, I can't get a phone at the work. Nothing's happened. The family are calling me. I can't get a nothing coming through. I'm like, well, Donna, chill. Calm down. What's happening? You know, and she's like, I'm calling my family, saying that, can't I get her through? I'm like, all right, well, what's happening? She's like, I'm telling you, nothing's happening. I'm like, okay, cool. Why don't you come in and we'll figure it out. Well, I went through all the things on first. I'm like, have you switched it back off and on? And, you know, all the switch off and on trick. And have you done this? Have you done that? Yes, darling, I do every single, tell me every single time. I'm like, okay, no problem. I'm like, wait. She goes, darling, she said this to me, and it was so good. I actually got excited because of what she said. But she said, darling, don't worry. I come in tomorrow. I bring a biscotti. We figure it out. And she would bring the best biscotti, and if you have that anointing, you can bless me with it later. Come on now, shaka baba. And she came in, and she was the best. She brought biscotti; it was amazing. And I'm talking to her, and I'm like, what's going on? And I look at it, and phone's off. So I'm like, okay. So we turn it back on. I'm like, it's working. Yep, blah blah blah. And I said, does it work? Because it was off. And she's like, yeah, no, I have it on. And I'm like, okay, cool. We go through everything. We try everything at all. And then I said, Dawn, I can't understand what's happening. And she goes, darling, maybe I tell you this. The only thing I do is I turn the screen off when I finish. This is a Nokia 3315, y'all. You can't just flick the screen off when you finish. It's not like my Face ID troubles I was having and, you know, lock screen. It just, if you hold that thing down, you're switching the phone off. So she's like using the phone. She's like, oh, darling, I'll turn the screen off now. She's like, I hold down at this button and the screen go off. And then I hold down this button, the screen come on and I get a phone call. But when I turn the screen off, no one will call me. And I'm like, Donna, you are turning the phone off. Right? I mean, you ask me while I'm telling you this story, but I need to tell you this. It's very, very simple. You see, open your Bible. Complaining that God is silent with a closed Bible is like complaining you can't receive calls or text messages with your phone off. Simple, but it's true, isn't it? We laugh, but we do this to God all the time. Right? The Word of God, this book, it needs to be our foundation. But why? Scripture says, Hebrews 4, verse 12, for the word of God is alive and active. It isn't dead. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This is not some Reader's Digest, people. Though that's great. Romans 10, 17. Consequently, faith comes from what? Hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word about Christ. This book will give us the ability. You see, the primary way we speak to the Lord is through prayer. The primary way he speaks to us, I don't care if you're a prophet, evangelist, apostle, pastor, teacher, the primary way the Lord will speak to you is through the Word of God. And let me tell you, when I prophesy, when I hear other people prophesy, when some of my mentors train me, you cannot pull out what is not in the well. And like this morning, the Psalms came to my mind when I was praying over Pastor Rob and Denise. What if Psalms wasn't in there? The Lord couldn't bring it to my attention to be an encouragement to his people, to his children this morning. You understand what I'm saying to you? You see, the biggest challenge with reading the Word of God and opening your Bible, I believe, is distractions. There's so many things fighting for our attention every second of every day. There's this spiritual white noise, you know, it's all around us. You know, I actually felt the Lord saying that to me, the distractions. I said, what's a big distraction? This Lord said, it's spiritual white noise. I'm like, wow, what's that mean? So I look up what it means. Don't you love it when the dictionary preaches? Catch this. The term white noise, the shh sound produced by a signal containing multiple audible frequencies of vibration, creating a chaotic commotion, but seamless in such a way that no specific sound can be heard or focused on. Sometimes an overload of information itself may have characteristics that achieve this effect without the need to introduce a masking layer, that shh noise. Common example of this usage is a politician including more information than needed to mask an important point they'd rather go unnoticed. Isn't that interesting? You see, the enemy's strategy so much of the time is to fill the room with distractions, more information around us than is needed so that the Word of God goes unnoticed or doesn't take deep root within us, okay? We need to dispel the distractions. What is this spiritual white noise, right? There's so many different things. There's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, friends, partners, relationships, movies, Netflix, career, accumulating stuff. What about that? Maybe you've had your head in the books too much and not enough in the book of your business. It's not necessarily evil things. What about ministry? Sometimes we get so busy working on ministry that we forget to be with Jesus. You know, just because it has a God label on it does not mean that it is the God thing for you in this season, necessarily. If you want to know if it is or not, you're going to need to be connected to the Lord. You know, Colossians 3:16, we know John 3:16. Colossians 3:16 is good too. It says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. You see, if we want to hear from God, why do we need to have this word dwelling richly within us, filling us day by day? Can I just be real with you right now? Can I pass to you for a minute? Because the truth is, if you do not fill yourself with this word, you will find something else to fill your life with. Why is it that we have Christians that genuinely love Jesus, but they're addicted to pornography? People that are anointed and called, but they just can't get away from the bars or the bottle. People who want nothing more than a godly relationship, but time after time after time after time after time, they keep finding themselves stuck in worldly ones. You see, there's actually a number of different reasons that could happen. I'm not saying it's the only reason, but I can guarantee you this. Somewhere along the line, that Christian fell out of love with the Word of God. Because if you have a great relationship with this book, consistently, you won't find yourself in a place like that. It has the ability to give you life. You know what? I have never, ever, ever found a compilation of literature that so beautifully points out my deficiencies and then lovingly points me towards a solution. Sometimes in the same chapter and verse, and it leaves me in awe of this Jesus that we were singing about this morning that came to the cross, the blood of Christ poured out that covers us. It's beautiful, this book. Do you love it this morning? Give God praise for the Bible. I said give God praise for the Bible. Come on, y'all. That's good. You know, the Word is living and active. It's literally holding planets together. Think about that. In beginning was the Word. He spoke. Planets came out, the cosmos. It's holding your bodies together right now, the God particles in you. This Word. Wow. If you stay connected to the source and you let it dwell richly within you, you will hear the voice of God. You'll know Him. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. And it will be your delight to follow Him. If you love this book, I promise you. Is this good for you this morning? All right. Point number two is this. First, oh, Kane, can I grab water, bro? Thank you. What was the first one? Open your Bible. Number two, holy water. I'll just leave it here. If I'm looking like I'm going to kick it, come and grab it, bro. Open the Bible. Number two, open the conversation. Whoa, revelatory stuff, right? What am I talking about? Talk with God. Pray. Initiate the conversation. Actually, Pascal, can you come up here? I want to use you for an example real quick. Give this man a hand. What a good looking man. He's officially off the market. Yeah, it's all good. All right, so bro, we're going to have a conversation, okay? I'll start. We're going to have a conversation. So I'll start the conversation and we're just going to enjoy. We're going to talk about the weekend. We saw God do some amazing stuff. Let's talk about stuff, right? I'll start. I'll start the conversation. You ready? Okay, let's go. It's awkward, isn't it? I set this thing up and I'm feeling it. Okay, right? But what happened? Nothing. Why? Because I didn't initiate the conversation. All right? Now, we laugh, but we do this to the Lord all the time. Wait, stay there. Don't go anywhere. What are you doing? Stay right there. Come into this thing. He's like, just getting a little closer. What about this one? Have I got my phone? Okay. We're going to have a conversation again. You can start this time, actually. And you just talk to me about whatever, what we spoke about, you know, and we're going to talk, all right? And we'll just have a conversation. You ready? Go for it.
Hey, Brandon. How was your sleep this morning?
It's good.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Well, it's been good having you on the weekend. I don't know if you've been...
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I was just saying hey to a friend. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just wondering if maybe, I don't know, what are you doing for lunch later?
For lunch? Oh, sorry, I'm with you, bro. Okay, can we give Kane a hand? You can go down, bro. Thank you. Okay, we laugh, but we do this to God all the time. We're like, oh, yeah, I need to get into the Word. What's up, Instagram? No, we start looking at Instagram. We went to go and be with the Lord, but we end up on Instagram, you see. And what happened the first time? If we want to talk with the Lord, we need to be intentional around opening conversations with God. Talk with Him. I talk to God like I'm talking to you. And guess what? He wants to talk back. Trust me. But we need to be intentional about opening conversations with God, but then we need to be present within them. Getting rid of these distractions. I know them and they follow me. You see, science would suggest this, research would suggest this. You know when you get a text message from someone that you know and you hear the text message in that person's voice? Like, yeah, right? So my wife will text me, she's like, hey, babe. I don't know why that's my wife, but she's American, but she's like, hey, babe, like, I'm just coming back from Coles and just want to grab this. Right, you know, and I hear it in a tone of voice, right? But what is it? I hear her tone of voice. I hear the intonations, because I know her voice. What happens when you get a text message from a stranger or someone that you don't know? We actually hear that voice in our own voice. I want to ask you a challenging question this morning. When you feel like God is speaking to you, whose voice do you hear? Truthfully, do you know the sound of his voice? Do you know the texture and the tone of his words? Do you know what his eyes look like? What the countenance on his face is? I am telling you this morning, there is a place where you can know Jesus like this. And when the word of God comes to you, you hear his voice. I honestly feel like I know the way that he speaks. I hear his voice and it sounds different to mine. I'm not just filling in the gaps with my own voice when God speaks, because I'm in relationship with him. Why do I hear it so well with my wife? Because I'm intimate with her. I'm around her so much of the day. I know the way she speaks. Jesus is longing for us to know him that way when he speaks to us. Is this good for you this morning? James chapter 4, verse 8. Thank you, brother. I feel encouraged. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. He will be new every time. His mercies are new every morning, but he will draw near to you, right? Do you know what the beauty of this is? This is a commandment and a promise in one scripture, right? You see, God loves to meet us halfway. Have you found that? Like we say, oh, Lord, you know, he's like, I've given you ability. Like, I've got availability. He's like, okay, you go first, and I'll meet you there with ability when you give me your availability, right? He says, draw near to God. You know, what is that? So why doesn't the Lord just come all the way, all the time, the way that we want him to, straight in like this? Like, let me tell you this. One reason is he already has. He literally, as Pastor Kane said this morning, he's done this once before. He rendered the heavens open, came down, not in the way that we're going to see the King of Glory come back this time, but the first time, submitted himself to his own creation in Mary. God, and the Bible says that the entirety of God was pleased to dwell in the body of Jesus. Whew. He already came. He welcomed in the flesh nature into who he was as God so that he could live, die, and overcome it on your behalf. And it is our privilege to open the conversation with him in response to the greatest act of love we've ever seen. You know, this is the commandment and the promise bit. Draw near to God, that's a commandment, and he'll draw near to you, that's a promise. And God loves fulfilling his promises. You know, draw near to God gives you an opportunity to walk in obedience, and draw near to you, that's the fulfillment of the promise. And God loves that. John 14, 15 tells us that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Isn't it amazing that you can keep the commandments of the Lord and still be in love, not religious? It's beautiful. So when you keep his commandments, you're actually worshiping him through your life and actions. It's proof of your love to him to keep his commandments to your life. They're good boundaries for you. You're confessing your love to him with a worthy sacrifice of drawing near. And in response to that, he draws near to us because he loves us and he wants to know us. My sheep hear my voice, I know them. And then they follow me. You see, God is far more interested in developing your character, in teaching you how to draw near, than he is in giving you a quick fix answer of what you think you need to know right now. And this should be encouraging to us this morning. Is this good? Are you guys with me? All right. I feel the joy of the Lord in this place. Your worship was beautiful and we're going to have a great time. So I want to get there. Number three, first one, what was it? Open your Bible. Cool. Two, what is it? All right. You ready for this? Three, open your ears. Stop talking so much. You're like, Breno, this has given me whiplash. You literally just said, open the conversation, talk with God. Now you're telling me to shut up and be quiet, stop talking. Yeah, I am. There is a time and a place for all of these things, right? But there is a reason that God gifted you with two of these and one of these. Truthfully, I tell you this morning, you know, Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. We all know that one, right? But did you know that there is actually over 30 references in Scripture instructing us to be still or to quiet ourselves before the Lord? You know when you find something repeated in the canons of Scripture, that it's probably important. In the Gospels, it's important if it's repeated. You know, one of my favorite stories, I love this story in the Bible. I think it really beautifully displays this. It never gets normal drinking water in front of a few hundred people. I feel like everyone's watching you. But it's good. Right, so this story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 3. Does anyone know the story of Samuel and Eli? Right? So I'm going to skim over this for you. But basically, it's in a time in Jerusalem, in a temple where, and this is Old Testament. So the presence of God was he chose to contain himself to something that was called the Ark of the Covenant. And all of God on the earth was in this ark. This golden, beautiful thing, right? And it was gnarly. Like people reached out and touched it in different moments and dropped dead because the glory of the Lord was so strong. So this is where Samuel. Samuel was here. It says that Samuel was in this place, the Holy of Holies, ministering to the Lord. Let me tell you something really quickly, by the way. One of the greatest keys of entering and experiencing the weight of glory like you never have in your life is ministering to the Lord. When we minister to him, he comes. And it's in this story, but that's, it's a whole nother sermon. But so he's ministering to the Lord. And then his, I don't know, his pastor or his mentor, Eli, is in another room in the temple. He was actually the high priest. And this is in a time where the word of the Lord had not been heard for 400 years. God was silent. The Bible says that there was no frequent vision. Can you imagine that? We come to church services, you get a bit of an impression, or someone, Pastor Claire gets a fire, she gives you a prophetic word. You know, all these things. 400 years, it was nothing like that. Just religious ritual and keeping the commandments of the Lord, right? And so Samuel's in there and he's laying down with the Ark of the Covenant. That's gnarly. So he's in there and he's with the Ark of the Covenant and he hears Samuel. And he gets up and he runs to Eli. And he's like, Eli, I'm here. You called for me. And Eli's like, boy, I didn't call for you. Go back to bed. So he's like, that's strange. Samuel goes back to bed. A second time, Samuel. He's like, it shakes through his body. He wakes up. He goes through. He says, here I am. He says, like, here I am. Just like, you know, kind of half awake, half asleep. Here I am for you called for me, Eli. Eli says, I did not call for you, my son. Go back to sleep. Again, so here we go. And Samuel's probably like, man, what is going on here? Just walking back into bed with the Ark of the Covenant, casually. And then he says a third time, Samuel. He gets up, he hears the word of the Lord, but he runs. He thinks it's Eli. By the way, do you know why he thought it was Eli? The Bible says that because Samuel did not yet know the Lord. I want to tell you something. If you're here for the first time, by the way, welcome. Maybe you're not even in a relationship with Jesus yet. You can still hear the voice of God today. You don't need to be a Christian for years and years and years. Yeah, he deserves praise for that. You don't need to be a Christian for years and years and years to hear the voice of God. Samuel didn't know the voice of the Lord, and it spoke to him. Third time, he comes back. Here I am, Eli, for you called for me. And Eli begins to perceive what is happening. And he perceives that the Lord is speaking to the boy. Okay, and he says, here's what you're going to do. If you hear the voice again, you're going to say, speak, for your servant hears. Now go back to bed. Samuel goes back to bed. And then I don't know why. I don't want to ask the Lord about this. But the fourth time, he repeats his name twice. And he says, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel, I imagine, maybe got up in a posture of worship and said, speak, for your servant hears. And then the Lord began speaking with Samuel. Four times the word of the Lord came to Samuel. And I felt as I was preparing this for you today, I need to tell someone here tonight, the word of God, the voice of the Lord is chasing you down this morning. He is relentless after you. He loves you. And he will speak again and again and again until he has your attention and he has your affection. Because that is what he is after. He's both patient but persistent with you. And he wants to speak with you. And what a beautiful way to respond to God. Speak, for your servant hears. You know, Samuel's posture was, speak, Lord, because I'm listening. Not, I'm speaking, Lord, why aren't you listening? Hello? We do this, right? Speak, Lord, because I'm listening. You see, Samuel went back to the secret place. The Bible says, and when you meet with your father, go into your room and close the door and meet with your father who is in secret. He stilled himself before the Lord. You know, and I just want to tell you this. Sometimes we're so busy speaking at the Lord, right? Asking him to bless all the things we're doing. Let me tell you, it's far greater to hear from the Lord. My sheep hear my voice and know what he's blessing, and then you just join in with that. Instead of asking him to bless what you're doing all the time, why don't you just join in what he's already blessing? It doesn't mean we can't bring our questions and our queries and our needs to the Lord. But we need to hear what he is saying. You see, we mustn't be in a rush to have our prayers answered or even to hear from heaven, because truly, that's not the point. Now, don't get lost on me here. I'll be saying, yeah, that's right. But we mustn't be in a rush because the point is to know him and to be known by him. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. It's such a privilege to have this Jesus who created everything that we see, holding our bodies together as we sit and listen to the word of God this morning. Yet he came, made a way for us. Why? To be an intimate personal relationship so that you can meet with him at 1 o'clock in the morning when he wakes you up and he comes, fills the room. Do you know that this book is the only book that when you open it up and you read it, the author is present? Ooh, every time. Not only that, the author wants a relationship with you. Why? Because he knows that you need to hear him. If you're going to discover, the Bible says that it is the pleasure, it is the privilege of kings to search out the mysteries of God. We need to hear his voice today. And you know what I love? I love Eli's sensitivity in this moment. Don't forget, Eli is the high priest. He's the guy that's responsible for supposedly ministering to the Lord amongst the other boys that have been dedicated to the temple and that kind of stuff. But he perceived that the Lord was speaking to Samuel, and he didn't feel the need to interject, try to figure everything out. The word of the Lord hasn't been heard for 400 years. This guy's dedicated his life to hearing the voice of God. He perceives he's talking to Samuel, and what does he say? He says, go back. He was secure enough in himself because he understood that Samuel needed to hear the voice of the Lord for himself. Let me tell you this. Some of us have become so dependent on other great men and women of God that we forget and we run to them for counsel and we never run to God for it. There's so many YouTube channels, sermons, and you know, we're live streaming this. You could probably watch this later and do the same thing. Someone could. And it is good and great that we get to hear from great men and women of God. But let me tell you this, you cannot live off secondhand revelation. Right? Come on, give God praise right now. You cannot live off secondhand revelation. Why? Because though it may be encouraging and though it might be relevant in some small way to what you're journeying through, the word of the Lord came to them in their crisis, not yours. So what happens when your family's broken apart, when you lose a loved one, when your business goes to absolutely nothing? Let me tell you, YouTube's not enough. Let me tell you that podcast, as good as it is and as the anointing flows through it, is not enough. And why would you want that when you can have Jesus? Yeah, team, you can come and join me. You have the ultimate pastor, preacher, minister in Jesus. And he is longing to speak with you this morning. You know, in conclusion, I want to say this. You know, to hear from heaven, one, open your Bible. Dispel the distractions. Just go and be with the Lord. And, you know, I'm learning something as well. God, this is recent for me. Man, I get fired up and I get so dry. Aren't you thankful for the living water? Ooh, come on, Jesus. You know, I'm learning this with the Lord. You know, I would come in and it's good to have a structured, you know, quiet time with the Lord, you know, where you read a bit of the word, you pray, and that's good. But we need to move beyond that at some point. And the Lord's speaking to me because I felt myself becoming a little bit stagnant with the word. And sometimes I would come and meet with him. And I remember once the Lord said to me, son, if you come to the secret place and I don't seem to be there, will you come back tomorrow? And before I could even answer him, he said, the answer will be yes. We need to keep coming back in a relationship with the Lord. But let me encourage you with this. What I'm doing right now, and it's changing the way I am with the Lord in the morning is I just get up and, you know, scull a bit of water and have a coffee or something like that. And then I'll go to where I am, where I meet with the Lord. At the moment, I'm living with my mum and dad, actually, because we moved back up from Melbourne to the Gold Coast. And it's just out in the lounge room. But I say, Lord, I'm here and I'm ready. How can I partner with you this morning? Don't complicate it. He wants to be with you. But open your Bible and just get rid of the distractions. Get rid of the noise. And then open the conversation. I already did it just by saying that. God, I'm here. I just want to partner with you this morning. Yeah, help me out, Jack. Thank you, bro. Open the conversation. Be intentional and be present. And then 3, open your ears. Don't talk so much that you forget to listen. Listen. You see, some of us have become so busy talking at God that we forget to talk with God. It's a dialogue, not a monologue. It's a conversation. And trust me, the Lord is so conversational and he knows a fair crack of stuff, trust me. And he wants to help you. But still yourself in his presence. Would you stand with me this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would come. Glory of the Lord, fill this place now. Lord, we are here to minister to you. I thank you for the words that have been spoken. Pray they would be a blessing to so many. But more than anything, Lord, we want you. We want to minister to you like Samuel was, because we know that cause and reaction, we minister to the Lord and his voice comes and he speaks. You know, I might be in this place this morning and maybe it's simply this, that you haven't been in the Word for a long time. It's been a minute and you know you need to get back to meeting with him and reading the Word. Lord, I release right now passion and a hunger for the Word over this beautiful church. If you want that, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Passion and a hunger for the Word of God, the living Word of God, Jesus imprint. You know, maybe it's that you have wrestled to have conversation with him, maybe for really good reasons, that things have gone really pear-shaped, it's been really difficult to meet with him because of circumstantial stuff. Let me tell you, there's joy for you. Joy is different to happiness. Happiness is around circumstance. Joy is deep-seated by the Lord. And it can reside within you. And he wants to speak with you and release it to you. Or maybe this morning you've resonated with the fact that you've been speaking, you've been meeting with the Lord, you've been faithful. I actually feel that. There's someone here this morning, and this is so relevant for you right now, and I'm about to say, you have been meeting with the Lord faithfully for years and years and years. You've been opening the conversation, knowing that it's a dialogue and not a monologue. But you're struggling to hear the voice of heaven this morning. I want to tell you, there may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. I feel like it's nearly dawn for you. The voice of the Lord is coming. You see, God will never hide himself from us, but he will sometimes hide himself for us. So you can continue to draw him out. But here's what I want to do. Now, there's nothing powerful about this space of floor here, but what I do believe there is power in is a response. Faith that's moved to action. And if there's something that's resonated with you this morning, you need to reconnect with the Lord. You need to get back into the Word of God. You want to hear his voice again. You want to know him. You want to be able to resonate with that scripture. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. You want to say with everything within you, that's me. I'm one of the ones that he was speaking about. If that's you and you know that things aren't right, but you want to recheck this morning, maybe a little discouraged, I want you to come to the front right now. Just come out of your seat. Come right to the front. Be bold, be courageous. Come on, can we give these guys a hand as they come? Come, young and old. Young and old, come to the front this morning. God wants to meet you. And I'm believing as you come forward. Come on, we can do better than that, church. This is boldness here. These people are hungry for an encounter with the living God. Come forward this morning. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. How much time have we got? What have we got? Whatever. Oh, I love this, man. All right, guys, we'll only be another 3 hours. It's all good. Just stay with me. No, I'm just kidding. Every single one of you right here at the front, those who aren't at the front, reaching your hands out, praying, lift your hands to heaven right now, all of you at the front, right up. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus, let your spirit come. Let your voice come right now in the name of the Lord. Come in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would open deaf ears this morning spiritually and in the natural, why not? But Father, we pray the voice of the Lord come. Minister to them right now in the name of Jesus. Kane, come with me, bro. Thank you, Father. Yes. Fire of God, come right now. Open his ears. The word of the Lord is coming to you this morning. Take heart, brother. I have not overlooked you, says the Lord. You feel like you've been overlooked. You feel like so many times you've missed your opportunity. God sees you this morning. Release it to him now, God. Fresh vision is coming for you, my friend. Fresh vision, not sight, but vision. What a terrible thing if we can see, but we have no vision. Vision is coming to you this morning. The voice of the Lord, fill him. Touch him, Lord. Fire of God, fill my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Come, speak. Thank you, Jesus. Come. Thank you, Lord. Oof. Power of the Holy Spirit's upon you right now. Right now. There's rivers of living water that flow in you. You're like a wellspring of life to people around you. And it's such a gentle touch. I feel as I'm laying my hands on you right now, I feel the gentle nature of the Lord. And I feel like that there's such blessing in the way that God has anointed you and gifted you. Father, I pray for my sister right now, fresh touch from heaven, a fresh touch, reconnection this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come Holy Spirit. Fire of God, rest upon her. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, come. Jesus, 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 minister. Come on, be praying, church. Lift your voice in the Spirit. You know, so often the presence of the Lord is dependent on the adoration of the people. Adore the Lord this morning, right where you are in your seat. Thank you, Jesus.